This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, it's astonishing to me that in their failed attempt to take down Donald Trump with that whole fake Russia collusion narrative, and now we know Obama put spies into the Trump campaign, total violation of law, absolute criminal acts, treason against the United States. The Democrats are willing to do anything to win, even if it means destroying the country. And what has really hit home to me over these last few days is that the fabric of our society has been destroyed. It just hasn't rippled through the consciousness yet of people, or I mean the masses. But people, you know, I'm a smart person, right? People generally describe me as someone who is, you know, very well informed and very intelligent, critical thinker, and so on. That's no surprise. That's what I do. And even I, as much as I'm a patriot and a law-abiding citizen, you know, I've gone through multiple FBI background checks and I have, you know, class 3 weapons and things that require, you know, detailed checks and a year background checks, ATF checks, FBI checks, all that stuff. And, you know, even though I'm a law-abiding citizen, never been arrested for anything, never even had a speeding ticket, believe it or not, I have lost faith in much of federal government. Haven't lost faith in local government because I think local government is where, I mean, that's more representative. That, you know, 10th Amendment all the way. Local government is the only form of government that is accountable to the people because the people that you elect live there in your community. They're part of your community. So you got to be able to, you know, support local government if you want to have accountability because, again, they're right there. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. But federal government has become so powerful and so large and so dangerous to society. I've lost all faith in the FBI, for example. I've lost all faith in the DOJ, thanks to Jeff Sessions. I've lost all faith in the IRS. And of course, I'd already lost faith in the FDA. What a joke. Just a big pharma propaganda arm. Had already lost faith in the CDC. Also, what a total joke. Total criminal corruption. Lost faith in the DEA long ago, lost faith in the, what else? I don't know, FTC maybe? And the SEC, also a joke. They don't really investigate criminal Wall Street con artists. Not really. They cover for the criminals in Wall Street. So I've lost faith in so many branches of government. And now what the Democrats have done, or under Obama, abusing the DOJ, abusing the FBI, abusing the power of government against the people has caused me to lose faith in just about everything else in the federal government. Which is interesting because, of course, I supported Trump. I mean, I continue to support Trump. I voted for him. And I published Trump.news if you want to see the latest news on Trump. But I also recognize that Trump is, he's just sort of, what would you call it? He's a wild card. He's not the way government normally runs. He's an outsider, right? And he comes in as an outsider. And in order to destroy him, the deep state swamp and the bureaucracy shows all their cards. I mean, they show their hand. They show how incredibly corrupt they are. But Trump has served an important purpose already, even if he did nothing else. He's already shown that we can't trust big government because big government will spy on you. Big government will collude against you. Big government under people like Obama, especially Democrats, will conspire against you. They will illegally spy on you. They will illegally surveil all your family members and your business transactions and everything. Government is evil and big government is big evil, essentially. And this has been an incredible wake-up call. Because, you know, I've got friends who are former FBI agents. And they're good people. You know, and I've reported people to the FBI in the past. And I had respect for the FBI. Now I don't. And it does remind me, by the way, of a conversation that I had with one of my former FBI friends, who told me, if the FBI ever contacts you, never talk to the FBI. This was, again, a former FBI agent. He's like, just don't talk to the government. Don't talk to federal agents because you can't trust them. They will try to ensnare you, entrap you. They did that to Michael Flynn. We've seen this, right? You can't trust them. And now, thanks to James Comey and his shenanigans, well, that's putting it mildly, his criminal treason against the United States of America, we know that the FBI is so corrupt and so evil that they absolutely cannot be trusted by any honest, informed citizen anymore. Unless they fix things, maybe if they were to investigate James Comey and recommend him for indictment, then maybe they could bring back some credibility to the FBI. But right now, the FBI has zero credibility in my book. And again, people generally consider me to be one of the more intelligent members of society. And I've looked at the revelations here. I've looked at what's going on, and I don't trust the FBI at all at this point, which is sad because I'd like to have faith in something. I'd like to have faith in law enforcement because I believe in the rule of law. I believe in a civil society. That's why I carry a gun around and don't wave it around. I carry a gun legally concealed. I don't walk into banks and restaurants and just start waving around a pistol. That's not civil, is it? You carry it concealed. You carry it because you care about fellow citizens. You care about your country. You care about your community. You want to be safe and you want the people next to you to be safe. That's why you carry a gun. And by the way, local law enforcement loves the fact that I carry a gun, and they fully support it. And the things they tell me off the record, I can't even repeat here. Well, maybe, let's see, I can probably give you a hint. No, probably actually not a good idea. But the things they tell me off the record would blow your mind in terms of how much they love citizens carrying guns, and they love citizens defending their homes and ranches with rifles. And local law enforcement, by the way, they love AR-15s, and they love citizens having AR-15s. I did publicly tell the story one time about the cop at the shooting range that was asking me for assistance with his AR, because he saw me shooting, and he saw some of the really advanced tactical shooting that I was doing, and he was like, wow. Mostly when cops see me at the range, they always assume I'm ex-military, by the way, which I find funny. They always ask me, like, which branch, you know, were you in? Are you a Marine? Where were you stationed? This kind of thing. And I'm just straight up with them. No, I was never in the military. This is all just civilian skill sets right here. I learned this stuff. I watched DVDs, and then I got training, and this is what I'm doing. Anyway, this cop asked me, he says, can you look at my AR? You know, it's not running right. Well, actually, wait, he didn't say it's not running right. I seem to remember he said he wanted it to run better. And I opened it up, and it didn't have a drop of lube in the entire, you know, like the bolt was as dry as a West Texas desert. The bolt carrier group, you know, just so dry, you could hear it clanking and just rubbing friction when you actuate it. And I'm like, dude, go get yourself some axle grease and put some axle grease on this bolt carrier group. And by the way, your iron sights suck. And you should get a better sight. Consider putting a red dot on this thing. You know, go get yourself a Trijicon. You know, what is that? The MRO, I think, sight. That's pretty good, red dot. Or get yourself a micro dot T1, whatever. Put some decent optics on this. But the point is that you know, local government, you can interact with cops. I help cops. Like at the firing range, I help them with their guns, and I help them sometimes show them how to shoot. Like a lot of cops, they don't know how to shoot right-handed and left-handed, and I'm showing them, oh, here's how you switch. Every other shot is right hand and left hand, and here's how you switch the gun. Here's how you change the grip, and here's how you aim right hand, left hand, because you have to change your eyesight. I mean, you have to change the aiming eye. When you're shooting right-handed, you use your right eye to aim. When you're shooting left-handed, you use your left eye to aim. I don't know if you knew that, but those of us who are bilateral shooters, you know, I can stay behind cover and I can shoot left-handed and I can hit just as well as I can shoot right-handed and hit. If I'm, you know, shooting around a corner or behind cover or under a car or whatever, I can shoot either hand. A lot of cops can't do that. And so that's a skill set that I try to help them learn when I'm around cops who are the shooting range, mostly younger guys who are well-meaning and good guys, but they just don't have any experience with firearms, believe it or not. They don't get to shoot that much. Anyway, I'm getting too distracted. My main point is big federal government is dangerous, but local government and local cops deserve our support. And I hope that changes. I hope that Trump can help restore some integrity to the federal government. I don't see it happening yet, but it's on the way. I mean, Trump is making progress and he is getting some people fired, for example, and, you know, getting swamp creatures out of the system. And he is doing other things that's having a positive impact, but there's a lot more yet to go. So we'll see what happens. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. Read my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Support the Second Amendment. Support local law enforcement. But be wary of the FBI, because I don't think we can trust them. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.